So let's read this verse together. Together we say, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10, verse 45. Thank you, Adam.
Well, good morning. Let me wish you all a happy new year. It's our first service of 2019. If you are in primary school, it would be wonderful if you came and sat at the front here, because it will just make talking to you easier, and I've got stuff I want to show you. So if you're in primary school, please do come and take a seat. Wonderful. Now, before we do anything else, I'm going to pray for us. So hands together, sit up straight, eyes closed, and we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you so much for Mark 10, verse 45. Thank you that it's our verse for the year. Please would you help us now to understand more of what it means for us. Amen. Now, here's my first question for you, for everyone. Oh, it's already on the screen. I don't have to click anything. Who is that? It's Queen Elizabeth. Now, I have been thinking about Queen Elizabeth, and I have some interesting things to tell you. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth has thousands of servants, thousands of employees? She has someone who is paid to answer all of her phone calls. In fact, she has lots of people paid to answer all of her phone calls, because Buckingham Palace gets 7,000 phone calls every day. 7,000. It makes volunteering down on reception seem like a doddle. Did you know that in Scotland, she has someone employed full-time, 40 hours a week, whose only job is to go around and clean her vases? That's all that person does for 8 hours a day, every day, is dust vases. And did you know that the Queen has butlers? And not just any old butlers, she has butlers trained at the Royal Butler Academy, where they are trained, this is all true, by Princess Katrina of Serbia. In fact, we have a butler, sort of. It's the best we could come up with at late notice. Here's our butler. Or waiter. Now come and stand here, just so everyone can see you. And all you've got to do is stand there. And all I know about butlers comes from P.G. Woodhouse books. So you're meant to say things like, "Indeed, sir."
Indeed, sir.
Lovely. Good, we've got that sorted. So, boys and girls, the Queen has thousands of servants. And in today's verse, our verse for the year, this is what Jesus says. He says, oh, I've got a clicker. He says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, boys and girls, Jesus calls himself something really interesting at the beginning there. He calls himself the Son of Man. And if we're going to understand what the Son of Man means, we need to go and look at the Old Testament. So I'm going to show you one verse from the Old Testament. It's from a book called Daniel, and it's Daniel 7, verse 14. And it says this. So Daniel has a vision of God, the Ancient of Days, and then someone approaches him who looks like a son of man. And this is what verse 14 says. "The one who looked like a son of man was given power to rule. He was also given glory and royal power. All peoples, nations, and men who spoke every language will serve him. His rule will last forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed." So this Son of Man, when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, he is saying he is this king. He is this king who is given a kingdom forever by God, and who is given power and authority to be the king forever. Now, someone who is king forever sounds like they should have way more servants than Queen Elizabeth II. Surely, the Son of Man came to be served. But that's not what Jesus says. Jesus says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served. He didn't come to have butlers waiting on him. He didn't come so that someone could clean his vases or take his phone calls if they had phones back then. He came to serve people, to serve others. And actually, throughout Mark's gospel, you see lots and lots of examples of Jesus serving other people. So when Jesus meets a man with leprosy, with a horrible skin disease in chapter 1, he heals the man. He makes the man clean. In chapter 2 of Mark's gospel, a paralyzed man gets lowered through the roof of a house by his friends, and Jesus makes him walk. When 5,000 people come to see Jesus, and he clocks that they're not going to have any dinner, he manages to feed the lot of them with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He serves them. When Jesus meets a blind man, and the blind man begs him to touch him, Jesus makes the blind man see. Mark's gospel is full of examples of Jesus serving people, of the Son of Man serving people. And ultimately, he serves people, as it says at the end there, by giving his life as a ransom for many. He serves people by going to the cross and dying to take the punishment we all deserve for our sin. Now, there's one really important implication for all this. This idea that Jesus is a servant king. So what I'm going to do there, I'm just going to pop a little crown on you, Harry. There we go. So he's a butler and he's a king. There's one important implication. See, Jesus came to serve us. And just 2 chapters earlier, this is what he said to his followers. And he uses the same title for himself, the Son of Man. He says, he then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. Whoever wants to be my disciple, Jesus says, must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. See, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who came to serve, tells his followers that they need to be like him. They need to follow him. That means we need to serve. Now, there's a real danger, isn't there, that when you come along to church, you come along to midweek groups, it's really easy to come and want to be served, to come and expect everything to happen for you. I know I am guilty of this, and I think most humans by nature are guilty of wanting to be served, of wanting to be little kings and little queens. But actually, Jesus in this passage is calling us to follow him by being servants of others, by serving him and serving others. In effect, what Jesus is telling us at the beginning of 2019 is that what he wants isn't a church full of little kings and little queens, but he wants a church full of butlers. He wants a church full of butlers. So the challenge for us at the beginning of 2019 is, how are we doing at serving? Is All Saints a church which follows its servant king and is committed to working hard to serve others? Or are we a church full of little kings and little queens? Are we a church of butlers? Or are we a church of little kings and little queens? My prayer for us as a congregation, for us as a church at the beginning of 2019, is that this year would be a year where All Saints is full of butlers, full of people following their king and serving one another. Shall I pray for us, and then I'll hand back to Steve. So boys and girls, again, I want you to sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we will talk to God. Father God, thank you so much that Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Thank you so much that that is the king we follow. Would you please help all of us to serve others the way Jesus served us? Would you help all saints to be a church full of butlers? Amen.